Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O7P, few other divisions that we want to talk to about. We'll get to that coming up, but a lot has changed, man, in this week when it comes to the awards market. Certainly worth discussing, and we begin with last night. We got a change in the MVP race as far as the favorite because Josh Allen lost again. Now they're going on bye, so it's going to be a few weeks where unimpressive stuff from Josh Allen, so he's no longer the favorite. There was this gap. We had talked about it. Should there really be? It's going to be challenging to go back-to-back, and he's out of that favorite spot. Good old Patrick Mahomes is there, 2-1. So it's Mahomes 2-1, Allen 3-1, Baker plus 350. That's your clear-cut top three in the MVP race. Any disagreement, Sam?
No, none. Mahomes before the Ravens game was 22-1. Doing the MVP.
No way.
I know. Jeez. I know. I hovered for sure. Did not fire. That was the week that we did find ourselves. I think you did too. I know I did. I bet Chiefs plus, was it 2.5, I think, at home against Baltimore. You're like, that's a dumb number. Remember? Baltimore was favored in Arrowhead. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. So we bet Chiefs. And I wanted to get there. I'm like, I don't know. The offense looks janky. I don't trust them. They're not healthy. And then they dominate Baltimore, 37-20, I believe, was the final. And here you are a couple weeks later, and he's favored at plus 200, BetMGM. Kicking myself, man. I kick myself a ton. That's one I wish I would have just bet. I mean, like, but you see it, and you're like, well, why? They're giving it to you. They want you to bet this at 22.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't bite that bait, and I wish I did.
Baltimore game, 270 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Jacksonville, they lose, but 318 yards. Sunday night, Lions game, 257, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So 8 touchdowns, 1 pick in the last 3 games since he was 22-1. Amazing. Baker getting a lot of love. Going to be tough for him to beat those top two guys, but I understand why Mahomes is a favorite. You got to drop Allen a little bit now after a couple of games. And this one shocked me. Just shocked me. I guess it makes sense a little bit. Man, I still wouldn't get it. I still disagree with this, and you'll probably think I'm an idiot because I'm holding the ticket. Dart is the favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Abuka hobbled. We're waiting to see how serious the injury is. Dart is plus 125, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Abuka is fourth in the NFL in receiving yards, and Dart has passed him up in odds.
Only because of the injury. And I know some people that have some really good bets. Felica's got 32-1 on Abuka, and he's just crushed right now. Yeah, the group bet is not a happy place right now because he's got Abuka, Offensive Rookie, and Puka, Offensive Player. And they're both hurt. Whew. And what do? You know, you make good bets, you fire good numbers, and then guys get hurt. And I don't know how much time Abuka is going to miss. I assume he's going to miss some time. I mean, like, that's – don't think he's not going to miss time. But that's why the move happened, because Dart is healthy and Abuka is not. Everybody else, Genty 6, Warren 650, McMillan 9, Scadaboo 12. They moved Judkins out to 22, but really it's a move on Dart's brilliance so far. Maybe brilliance is the wrong word, but Dart's play. I mean, Dart has been good. He's made New York football exciting, at least on the Giants side of things. The Jets are not exciting, but that's it. Dart's playing well. Dart beats the Eagles. Abuka gets hurt. That's the move.
Man, that is a big move. There's a lot of speculation out there. I saw like one Twitter doctor said the earliest he expects him is week 10. That would be rough. That would knock him out if that's the case. But again, we're waiting to get word on the Bucs. So they go Dart, Abuka, Genty, Tyler Warren, Tet McMillan, Kroski Merritt, 45-1. Man, there's some good enticing numbers. Like, I don't know. Is there a bet there anywhere? So, like, you mentioned the Abuka number, how high he was. We talked about Dart before he was a starter. You could have got him at 35-1. The guys on top, you had some big numbers in season. So maybe that's a lot of time. That's the best time. Be watching these things week to week for sure. And then you got a chance. Judkins didn't get injured, did he, over the weekend?
I didn't see anything. I was surprised to see him at 22.
There's a 30.
I don't think he's hurt, is he? I didn't see anything.
He just didn't get much of a chance in the field.
Yeah, here's a story from SI.com. Kevin Stefanski explains its lack of Judkins against the Steelers. He was barely used in the Week 6 loss. In Week 5, he had 23 carries for 110 yards. Against Pittsburgh, he had 12 carries for 36 yards. So that's why.
Okay. That's an extreme move, as far as I'm concerned. 1 week, his usage is down, and you're going to drop him. If we look at Cleveland moving forward, Miami, New England, Jets, some games he could impress. Okay, I think that's pretty interesting. That number's way too high for Judkins in my world. All right, speaking of new favorites, so we got a new MVP. We've got a new Offensive Rookie of the Year favorite. We've got a new Defensive Player of the Year favorite, Benito of the Broncos, plus 350. He's the favorite, but it's really close because Hutchinson and Parsons right there at plus 360, rather.
Benito was unreal. And you look at the box score and you're like, oh, he only had one sack. He was everywhere. And again, I'm watching the game as we're doing Countdown to Kickoff. Nick and I are on this show together and you're trying to watch the game, but you're also like reading the market and trying to understand what's going on. Kickoff is 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 30 minutes away, whatever. And every time I looked up, Benito's in the backfield. And you're just like, wow, he changes so many plays because of what he does. And look, last year Surtain won, right? Didn't he win? I believe.
Yes, he did.
So this is another Bronco that changes games with the pressures. What's so funny? What did I do?
No, it's just, it would be funny if they go back to back with different players. So best defense. A lot of times that's what they do with this. A team that is viewed as the best defense. Okay, who's the best player on the best defense? And they're going to be up there near the top.
Best defense in the AFC West, one would say.
Not Paul.
I don't think Paul hates their defense. He hates their quarterback.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. The offensive player of the year is going to be fun. JT's your favorite, 2-1. Bijan, 4-1. Puka, third favorite. Despite the injury, plus 550. JSN also plus 550. CMC 8-1. After that, it's a free fall into the 30s, Sam. So the market's kind of saying it's going to be one of these five guys. Jonathan Taylor, Bijan, Puka, JSN, or CMC.
I have been watching a ton of NFL, as I always do. There have been at least four times this year where I've had a game on, well, maybe not four, maybe it's three because I have his game log up right now. But there have been three times now where I've been watching a game and they go, game break. Oh, JSN touchdown. You're like, wow. Yes, like we bet him so many times last year to score. How many times have we bet a JSN touchdown last year and he didn't score? He's been unreal, but it's been the targets. They've been feeding him the ball 13, 10, 9, 13, 6, 5.
Okay.
Five's not big. But generally speaking, they're getting him the ball. They're throwing his way. And I remember, I'll never forget the bowl game when Olave and Garrett Wilson opted out to go to the draft. And we were all like, oh, let's bet the other side. I think it was Utah. I think Ohio State played Utah. I'm going totally off memory here. Well, Olave, Garrett Wilson, two NFL receivers. Like, let's bet the other team, of course. And Smith and Jigba had like 300 receiving yards in the bowl game. Like, this guy, who is this guy? He was, and the receivers coach at the time said, oh, yeah, he's the best receiver. On a team with Olave and Garrett Wilson, he knew at the time that Smith and Jigba was the guy. It's great to see him getting the opportunity. They got a lot of trash out of there in Seattle, including Shane Waldron. It's fun to see JSN thrive. He's playing amazing football right now.
I bet him for offensive player. I'm mad that I didn't bet him for receiving leader.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that's what I'm worried about. I'm scared. Okay, he has a great year, but he's not the offensive player because they just decided to give it to Bijan or Jonathan Taylor. That's my biggest
concern. In that game, 48-45, Buckeyes beat Utah in the Rose Bowl. Stroud had 573 yards passing. Smith and Jigba, 15 catches for 347 and three touchdowns.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. He's been awesome, man. Darnold's been great. 116 yards per game through six games. 116, and that's the most in the NFL. Ahead of Puka, who's at 102.7. So, Paul loves him. He's ahead of everybody on that one. Big JSN guy.
Did I bet it for OPOY or receiving leader? No. I think I looked in like week two, and he was already single digits or like 10 really? Or 12 or something for receiving leader. Yeah, because he got fed from the start. So by that point, I was like, well, I'll cheer for Joe, I guess.
I don't know why I didn't bet the receiving leader. It was 35, I think, compared to the 50. So I took the 50. Dumb. We'll see. Hopefully he stays in the mix. Been great so far. Any other awards we need to talk about? Anything else change? I'm sure Vrabel's your favorite for coach.
Yeah, Vrabel's got to be. I haven't looked at the coach odds, but he's got to be. Steichen, Vrabel, Cohen is your order right now.
You guys both mentioned Tomlin and Peyton last week. Anything there? Anything worth updating?
Tomlin got shorter.
Yeah, Peyton's going to win it.
They both won. Got shorter on both. Here come the Ben Johnson bets after last night. Joe O, Sammy P, Will Brinson on the other side. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.